AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office disputes the accuracy of a BuzzFeed News report saying President Trump told former lawyer Michael Cohen to lie to Congress in 2017. Earlier today, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders told reporters,
"That's absolutely ridiculous. I think that the president's outside counsel addressed this best and said in a statement earlier today that's categorically false."
Also earlier today, Democrats vowed to investigate Mark Warner's ranking Democrat on the Senate committee, which is looking into the Russia allegations.
"We'll have to ask Mr. Cohen that, but it sure as heck explains why Michael Cohen lied in earlier testimony to our committee, and one of the reasons why he's being sentenced on a going forward basis."
President Trump says he'll make a major announcement tomorrow afternoon on the government shutdown on the southern border on Saturday afternoon as the standstill with congressional Democrats over the border wall continues. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow tells reporters,
"I believe, because I'm the happy warrior, that finally calmer heads will prevail and we will get through this and we will be better off for it. That is my personal view. But the president is doing the absolute right thing. We must have order."
While no details on the announcement have been made public, a person who knows about the planning says Trump is expected to outline specific proposals that the White House believes could potentially find a way to end the now four-week-long shutdown. A suburban Phoenix police chief offers her condolences to the family of a 14-year-old burglary suspect who was shot and killed by an officer, calling the boy's death tragic, but asking the public to withhold judgment until an investigation into the shooting has been completed. This is AP Radio News. A funeral held for a 22-year-old rookie California police officer.
Billy Ray Cyrus provided the music at Natalie Corona's funeral.
"Some gave all. She's a light in this world that won't be forgotten."
Corona was on the job for only a few weeks. She was shot and killed responding to a crash.
"She was not only well-trained and well-versed as a police officer, it was immediately apparent that this line of work was in her blood."
Sergeant Eric Labby with Davis Police was right. Her father, Merced, was in law enforcement for years.
"One of my proudest moments after pinning her badge was when she asked me, 'Pop, can I now call you Brother Cop?'"
Corona's sisters called her a hero. Jackie Corona said she knows Natalie will be watching over them and protecting them from above.
"Just like you did down here. Your end of watch is now. And your brothers will take over from here."
I'm Ed Donahue.
Corona was ambushed on the 10th of this month as she was investigating a car crash. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.